College World Series, the crown that was once the crown of America's pastime. More Arkansas geography, the summertime buzz spelling bee, a bonus round of Beat the Baz 80 style. I want to talk about, he's on. On the street, down in the country now. LeBron was not over the top humble, but he did the right thing.
He was a little bit better. You know, it's interesting, Tommy.
I'm not sure I wouldn't be a defiant son of a bitch. I told you guys.
Well, you know what? It makes him look like he made the right decision because he'd been in Cleveland, hadn't won. He goes in there, and he's two finals in a row.
They're mentioning him, and I think it's premature with Jordan now.
Well, I was going to ask you that yesterday. It's a curious thing. Did you hear the trivia on Mike and Mike?
Yeah.
We didn't get an answer. Who are the five players now that have been MVPs during
the
regular
the
season? You heard the answers.
Nowitzki was one. Allen Iverson was one.
MVPs right. during the regular season that's never won a title. Is that right?
That's the question.
Iverson is a good one. Iverson has to be one of them. Nowitzki?
Carl Malone.
Malone's a good one.
Carl Malone's two.
Huh?
Malone was two. Yeah, Malone was for Barkley.
Rose.
Barkley. I thought about Barkley.
And Rose.
And Barkley.
Yeah, is that five?
Yeah, that's five. You kept Malone for two.
Yeah, okay.
And then LeBron was the other.
What?
Rose, Barkley, Malone, and Iverson.
There's another one.
Four.
You don't count Malone as two. I mean, it was two for him, but there was five individuals. Was it Nowitzki?
And Nowitzki was on there.
No,
Nowitzki was on the other trivia question.
The one he made the mistake.
So you still need two more.
Barkley,
one, two,
Rose.
Three, four. No, that's four. Yeah, you still
Barkley,
need one more.
Barkley, Rose, Malone.
And Iverson.
Iverson. Oh, my gosh.
But, Tommy, you know, you made the mention. He's got a ways to go. You think of Kobe. I'm still not ready to put him up there. I will say this about this guy. He is unselfish. He's a team player. He goes in there, gets rebounds, gets assists.
As far as a series quote goes, it's hard to beat what he did.
Yeah, it was very impressive, you know.
Did it intrigue you at all?
It intrigued me. You mentioned yesterday.
Did you see that sports writer they brought on there yesterday?
Yes. I love that one.
You know, they asked him, Poppy is always, telling me about your first kiss. And the guy couldn't answer. And, you know,
wow. He couldn't answer.
You know what Karen said?
Maybe he hadn't.
That's the first thing I thought.
How embarrassing is that?
That's the first thing I thought.
I did too.
Because Lebatard said, you do know her name, don't you?
Yeah.
And he said, that's the first thing I thought when I'm going, come on.
Yeah, because up to then, I didn't even think that. Then when he said that, he
didn't
even
answer at all. No.
And then when he came back for the final part, I was looking at him through different
without
eyes.
Without a doubt.
That's why you and I are the guy that will go, see, I told you I'd win one.
I thought it was good, though.
No, I thought it was funny. That was, you know, that was a good one. I mean, the interaction between him and Poppy.
Did you see in the pregame with Kimmel?
Yes.
That lie detector thing is the funniest damn thing. He gives the kid a lie detector test. Kimmel does.
A real one?
He calls himself.
They're four. This kid was four.
Okay.
The other one was even better when he got the kid to cut.
Because this last night's kid.
He was just lying. He was lying. I've exactly. been to the moon.
Yeah.
I got a pet rhinoceros
and
at home.
Yeah.
He goes, you sure this isn't stuffed? He goes, nah, it's pretend.
It's pretend, right.
And then he said, oh, the last one.
They had the little the truth fairy there. It's the dude with the pink little outfit on.
So there's a truth fairy sitting beside the
Yeah, the truth fairy.
Yeah, and he's
there.
Got this helmet on that with beep beep
voice. And the little
eyes.
Things on your fingers, and they hit the button when they want to, you know, when they scare the kid. But
do you pick your nose? The kid's no. Beep beep. He goes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This has been honest.
Kimmel goes, did you eat it? And the kid goes, no, no. And he goes, and he goes, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Oh, it was
that
funny.
That was a quick one. I wrote that down because the lie detector.
I still don't know because you can tell they quicken the pace of that show compared to the late night show.
Yeah.
Why that doesn't work? A 30-minute pop, it's like, and it's all good stuff. McConaughey was good.
I was just going to say, I meant to say
that.
David.
Did you show the clip from Magic Mike, the movie I was talking about?
No, it just showed him in a
but
half
when he was
shirt,
talking about his wedding, he said it was a three-day drunk. We just set up 180 tents, air-conditioned, and
I imagine that. Man.
The
bar
didn't close down until the last person was standing, and he goes, I'm proud to say the bar never closed.
His new movie shot in Arkansas is getting good reviews. I don't know if you saw that.
The Mail Review?
No, that's Magic Mike.
Mud.
The one he's called Mud, shot here. It won't be out for another probably 6 months, but he's getting good reviews.
And he did hit the three-point at the end to give everybody some Omaha steaks.
Yeah.
That's got the
only two people have hit it now.
I didn't see the pregame. Did you watch any of the postgame? I thought it was interesting. Did you see the coach for Miami getting the Gatorade bath? That's the first time I've ever seen that for basketball.
Yeah, no, I've seen it for basketball.
Have you? I've never seen that. That was the first time I've seen it. It was purple, red. So his shirt now was red. It was white and it was red.
Well, you talk about a monkey off a bat.
Oh, yeah.
It's more off of his than LeBron. To me, because I'm thinking, now they, I don't even know for sure, now they really won't let him go, right?
Who?
You can't let him
go. No, you can't.
Okay. Is that better for, is it?
Oh, yeah, it's fine. Okay. Listen, they've done it.
Where does that put Wade?
Did you hear Pat Riley? He goes, well, this is about him. Well, this is about our team. This is like, no, it's not about you. You put it together, but nobody wants to. Listen, you've had your day in the sunshine. Let us some of the other people.
Oh, he's been very successful wherever he's gone.
No question about that.
Does that put Wade on another level?
That's his second. I think, you know what, that guy had to take a back seat to a certain degree. You know, bring another superstar in.
Needed Bosh, but I mean the ancillary players.
But hadn't every championship you've had to have at least two superstars. You know, Jordan didn't win until Pippen got there, and then same thing.
That's true.
I know Miller last night, but Battier's had a pretty good championship series. He really has.
Miller was starting to look like Larry Bird.
Oh my gosh.
Todd is going to clean this up for us. This is the name we're missing. Hey, Todd.
What's going on, Tommy?
It's you.
I believe the MVP winner that was out of title, the other one was Nash.
Steve Nash.
I'm just blank on who Steve Nash is.
You don't know who Steve Nash is?
Does he play for the
You know what? Now, he was wasn't he MVP
Steve
twice?
Nash.
I think he was a play for. He was like back-to-back.
Twice and win a title.
Who's he play for?
Yeah.
Nash.
I've heard the name. I'm just blank.
Phoenix.
I'm guilty of the same thing you did, man. I got all nestled in to watch a great ball game in the next quarter.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know if it was psychological or what, but when they got that second run, I told Karen, I said, it's going to be a long night because they just don't have the steps.
Yeah, do you think there's also maybe a negative connotation all of a sudden sitting around for 2 days? You don't swing the bats really, you do it practice?
No.
I think so.
I don't know. You're an athlete. I don't know.
I don't know.
I think they got great pitching, but I think they got no sticks.
Well, it's been there. Yeah,
have not had an outburst of run throughout the whole World Series. I think one game they beat somebody 8-1.
Right, 8 runs.
Well, good pitching.
Got to run, guys. You got
all right. Thank you.
Good pitching beats good hitting. All of a sudden, last night you had good pitching versus good pitching, and they got enough runs to beat us.
Yeah, I watched it through the fifth inning, and Arkansas had one hit.
They did, and it stayed that way the rest of the game. Yep. We'd get somebody on to be a double play ball. Even Van Horn said he'd pitch outside and then pitch inside, and we never could get a good metal on the ball. Just never did. He did, and give it up that freshman. Wow, he was impressive for South Carolina.
Okay. Coming up later today, I think I'll double check. I think it may be 9:30. Lester Holt from Dateline NBC. We'll have him on the air. He's going to talk about three middle-class families who are facing poverty for the first time.
Yeah, we had him on before, too, right?
Yeah.
I don't know why they never had my family on there when we were growing up with six kids living in
Well, they were. It says these were middle-class families. I don't think we were middle-class. Growing up, I think we were already there. We were welcoming in the middle class people.
When you hung around, when I hung around Muscat's middle class, when I hung around David Rowe, I was
white trash.
White trash. That's pretty much it.
I know the feeling.
I heard this yesterday on Bo's show. Not listening to Bo, but the commentary in between. I tell you, Mattingly, I love you, but you got to come on now.
What did he do?
It's a one trick pony.
You think it's going to change?
I shouldn't have said anything. But golly, he's so good. He is articulate. He's funny. He's witty, but it's
he's Van Gundy like.
What is the best age to be? Which I think is very subjective. But what was the worst age to be? And I got when the guy said it, I agreed like that.
Who said it? Oh, on where?
It was the little commentaries they do at the top of the hour during Mattingly's show. Worst age to be and what best age to be. We'll also talk about tips on how to spend a hot, nasty weekend because of David Basil and what's her name that does the movie thing on Saturday morning?
Oh, Renee Shapiro.
Because of them, I'm having to go sit through Rock of Ages.
I think you will see it's a very cheesy, campy movie, but you like the music.
I would rather go see the new movie starring, what's his name?
Vampire?
McConaughey.
No. The guy that used to be on The Office.
Steve Carell?
Yeah.
I don't think that's out yet.
Okay. I think it comes out this weekend.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
We might go to two movies. I'm just telling
you.
Well,
now he's a purist with the music.
You're telling me that you won't go take your girlfriend till you get in shape. What am I going to do?
Oh, Magic Mike. Yeah, that's
Yeah, you know what?
You don't want to have Magic Mike is.
Thanks for bringing up that kind of stuff because I start looking at myself more. You know, going, well, I'll never be on your level ever.
Oh,
and
what
that's
are you
fine.
About? Valentine said it best. He said it's gonna be like going to a horror movie. He can't even hardly watch it if he's with his girlfriend.
You know, I think that's a ladies' night out movie.
I think it is. I think there's no question about it. I think it could be very well a ladies' night out.
And I'll tell you, I heard McConaughey talking about ladies' night out last night. And he said, I was a big fan of that forever. He goes, but I got in on one and I saw what they do. He said, I'm not sure I ever want my wife to go ladies' night out.
Do you change your? You've always been an advocate of that.
Yeah, but they went to an all male review.
Well, that's a little different than your typical ladies' night out.
He even said, he said, it's totally different from when guys go because girls, it's like they enter a different world. They zip it up and then once they're inside there.
Oh, if they're drinking and go to. Well, like, strippers,
it's like,
yeah.
They're Linda Blair.
It's like lions eating an elephant or something.
Or the zebra, yeah.
And Kimball said, well, I never did work at one, but I parked cars at one. And he said that they'd come out and they'd molest me, and they said, well, we didn't get any of that action, but there's a cute fat kid parking my car.
That is good stuff.
So I'm going to go see a movie. There are things that fishing I don't know about. I'm not an expert. But to me, there is a time when it gets too hot to golf. I know I'm in the minority there.
Oh, no, no. Well, that's why Roger, of all the time, either play in the morning or you play late afternoon, early evening.
I'm not as much of a heat punk as Tommy is. But don't get me wrong. It's stinking, but the wind was blowing the other day.
Yeah, that probably helped.
And then last year, you know, it was the hottest day ever recorded in the civilization of Arkansas. So I got that going for
as long as we got that going. Yeah. And we'll continue to ratchet up our 80s bracket today with a little beat to Baz. And we'll probably start a new radio station.
You're running in this heat. What are you doing?
Now, would you put this song on there?
For me, it's not my favorite, but it's a classic.
It's got to be
the 80s, yeah.
You know who it is? Have you seen? I thought it'd be a great title for me to give you hints to.
I can't. I need hints, yes.
All right. That window is made out of?
Glass house.
Nope.
Glass menagerie.
Blank woods.
Glass Tiger.
You got it.
Never heard of that band in my life.
Only song I ever had.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. I don't feel so bad. I
mean, that's another thing you're going to find from the 80s when I did a little research.
One Hit Wonders?
Tons.
Yeah. Really?
Tons.
70s still king there, though?
I want to go through your list today. Be realistic. Don't throw some of those songs you threw out there
yesterday. No. They're just part. That was just, they were in the 80s.
By the way, real quick before I forget, did you see, because
here's a hook. No, it's not. Go ahead.
Did you hear the latest from the Sandusky deal?
Yep.
The stepson. I wondered about the foster child.
Well, see, when you start having foster kids.
Why didn't they ask him to testify? Because it was just too uncomfortable?
Well, because he'd been sitting by his daddy supporting him through this whole thing. And now he's
kidding.
They would have brought up, first said you didn't, now you're saying you did. And
Did he deny it one time?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's too much there.
When I heard it yesterday, I didn't know it was,
too many
it
people.
Was adopted.
Too many people.
When I heard it was adopted, I went, it's true.
There you go.
There's a...
Don't forget me when I'm gone.
You know the word.
Glass Tiger.
See, you put them in rotations, too. Like, this song you'd only play, like, once every 3 days.
Right on. Yeah.
Or 4 days. Your other songs, like, you're... I've spent time figuring this out, so I'm going to propose it. I'm going to go on Shark Tank, I think. I'd like to present to you an all-80s radio station, and here's why I think it'll work.
How much do you need?
Yeah.
Will somebody email Steve Johnson, the GM, and just say...
Too late. Hey, what's up, Ninj?
Guys, how are you?
Hello.
Blank glass.
Well, Tommy, speaking of the 80s, this is how I was. I was kind of like you with the baseball game. Once they scored 2 runs, I was like, man, just the way Arkansas has been playing, I mean, in these close games, I was like, if we don't start getting some hits, you know, this is going to be a long night. And then, you know, we had that one inning where we had, I think it was the fifth or the sixth, we had the 2 runners on, we got thrown out at third. We had some bad base running, actually. We got picked off twice in that game. The first inning, you know, that could have sparked something right there. But, you know, you can't fault them for trying to get, you know, to do some things. I mean, you got to get in position to score runs.
I didn't think they were in a position to try to do anything.
I had one inning. We had 2 base runners. That was it. I think.
Well, but we had 2 outs at that point. But still, you know, I mean, we would have had a guy on second, and then who knows what would have happened there. But, hey.
He only threw three more batters than he had to the whole game last night. I think it was what I read.
Yeah. That freshman, you got to give it up to him.
I know.
But, you know, when he got out there, I was like, God, this guy looks like, I mean, they were
talking about Baby Huey.
He looked like, yeah, like a kid. And I was like, surely we can hit this guy, man.
We got a guy that looks just like him answering the phone.
Good morning.
Big baby.
What I was doing, speaking of the 80s, so I didn't, you know, I flipped back to the basketball game, but on AETN, they had a Cheap Trick concert on there. And yeah. There's your nice 80s band.
I like the way they're bringing those concerts back to fill summertime. I saw Ariel a couple of weeks ago, Cheap Trick.
They had Journey on there.
They did have Journey?
Well, yeah, Palladio. It plays that one. It's the new Asian guy. The new Asian
Sounds
Journey.
Just like
yes,
him.
Yes.
But, you know, you remember the 80s. You know, it started out, and I just remember from my record store history that the new wave, you know, the late 70s, 80s, in the early 80s, you had new wave and you had rap really starting up. And really maybe a little carryover from 79, 78. But then it switched over mid-80s, man, and went right to the hair bands. And that's where it, you know, it just took off from there.
Yeah, I guess there is that part. Wouldn't you say that, I mean, where it went from some of that rock to or some of the pop rock in the 70s to disco, and then the 80s were the Def Leppards and all of that, and then Duran Duran
had that new wave mix, yeah. And then that's where, and like Tommy's right, I mean, there were just so many one-hit wonders. I mean, these bands would end, and like I was telling David yesterday, you'd find out, it seemed like you had to be on a soundtrack in the 80s if you weren't on some kind of movie soundtrack.
There were some good soundtracks back then, yeah, in the 80s, yeah, several of them.
Yep. Yep.
Well, so. and you go, you watch an Adam Sandler movie. His is all 80s soundtrack. Yeah. I mean, he is an 80s guy.
But that's what I said. Did you go see Rock of Ages yet, Ninja?
No, I have not.
I'm telling you, the movie's not great, but I'm telling you, I'm sitting there singing along to almost every song they're playing. Boom, 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 boom. And I was like, it makes it sound like it was, you know, just an unbelievable year or a decade. And maybe it was. That's what we're talking about.
Well, I mean, I'm thinking for Christmas karaoke, maybe you ought to do a little Rock of Ages medley.
Now look at Lindy is gone, Ninja back in. I don't have a problem with that. Lindy's gone. I don't have a problem bringing you back.
You know what? No.
Of course, the word on
so
you. Ninja,
you're saying, so then you're admitting that it was Lindy.
Well, the word on you, high maintenance. I'm just telling high maintenance, you and your crew.
Well, speaking of which, you know, we had our own Asians singing Journey songs at one time.
Oh, my God.
They smell like wine and cheap perfume. For a smile, they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on.
You know what?
Can I tell you, that is funny stuff.
You know what? I still think
he does a good job.
He did. You know, that was a live
job.
That was a live piano deal.
It was.
In the smoking room, a smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile, they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on.
Justin got, I think they got, remember you, Tommy, we were having him sing like every, people were apparently not happy with that. I thought it was funny.
You know what, as much as I am.
Well, you know what, Kimmel every night does this children's choir, and he sings up.
They do it every night.
They sing tweets from NBA
players. Yeah, I heard that,
And apparently there's a new Meta World Peace started a tweet about his feet, follow my feet on tweet. And they said there were actually like 300 people that were following. And Kim goes, look, if you're following Minute Works feed on Twitter, maybe you ought to lay off the social networking for a couple of months. But they have a little choir that comes out and sings the tweets.
I saw that.
And it's
not funny.
It's not funny. It's just an ongoing bit, Crawford was. Yeah. And you never knew what was going to come
out of
his mouth.
Wasn't there another one? Did you have another one in the Sister 2 besides that one, or is that it?
I have to admit that is still funny and a good job.
He did it live, yeah. That was had the little piano.
No, wait a minute.
As much as he hurt my feelings, that's good stuff.
Well, I think that came off of Christmas karaoke when he sang Pour Some Sugar on Me, I think is what it was, his performance.
That was good. He did a good job with that one. And then his AC/DC was real well received as well.
Not for lack of effort.
Man, of course, you sort of set the bar on that, Ninja, with your Osmond song of, was it I know, Michael Jackson,
what
right?
Bar?
ABC?
The bar of what?
No, that was the dramatic / the Osmond.
It was, yeah, that was, you said that live on the show. That was
all done. Yeah, and if you ever go to YouTube, you can see it.
Oh, give me one more try before we give up on that.
Oh, God.
Running out of breath. That was live.
Oh, no. Oh my God. Can you hear him running out of breath?
I don't care.
That's good stuff.
Well, all I can say about that is Maureen McGovern got to hear it.
Maureen McGovern.
Remember when she called in and you guys put, she was on hold.
Oh, that's right. I do remember that. I forgot about that.
Hey, guys, tropical system in the Gulf of Mexico this morning looks like it's getting better organized, so it looks like we may have a tropical depression today, and we could possibly have Debbie over the weekend. Models are still out as to where it's going to go, anywhere from Florida to the Texas Gulf Coast. That pretty much covers the whole Gulf Coast area. Needs to pay attention right now. You know, some of the models are favoring a more eastward shift towards Florida, but I did see some modeling this morning that kind of was trying to bring it up towards the Louisiana Gulf Coast. So just something to watch, especially if you're going down to the Gulf Coast next week. You know, at any rate, you're probably going to see some higher wave heights. I heard this week, Tommy, you'd probably love this. They said at Gulf Shores, the waves were 4 to 5 feet all week long.
But one individual
said the seaweed was real bad in spots.
It comes and goes. There's nothing you can do about seaweed.
Yeah. It's like a.
But you can go out there one day, it'd be clear as a bell, wake up the next day, seaweed. And the day after that, all gone. Sometimes it'll hang around 3 days, sometimes it's gone in 1 day. So if you get the mossy seaweed, not bad. You get the weed, it's bad.
Yeah.
Tommy talks mossy seaweed to the kids.
Yeah. I'll sing it to you a little bit later. All right, Ninja, it's going to be hot. Let me ask you, first of all, what do you think was voted the worst age of all?
You know, I would say mid 20s.
Nope.
No, really?
Nope. The best age was parceled out.
You know,
much
that's
more.
A good question. As a child, what was the worst year to be a kid?
Oh, when the guy gave the answer and I thought about the ramifications of being that age, I was like, duh.
Yeah. Huh. You probably never had any of that.
All right, go ahead, hit it, Ninja.
All right, Tommy, it is going to be a hot weekend. We are looking at partly sunny, actually mostly sunny skies. 94 degrees for an afternoon high in Little Rock today. We'll be clear tonight, dropping down to 70. And for your buzz weekend, 95 on Saturday, 97 on Sunday. Whew. Some places could get close to 100, and especially in the Arkansas River Valley on Sunday. And chances of rain, nothing. It is the weekend, and that means you get it all at Golden Corral, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and they've got the cotton candy running all day long. Golden Corral, just north of McCain Mall in North Little Rock, I-40 and Oak Street in Conway. For the show with no name, with Tommy Smith, David Basil, Roger Scott, R.J. Hawk, I am the Weather Ninja on 103.7 The Buzz.
One bad apple don't spoil the whole bunch, girl.
Oh, give me one more try before we give up on love.
Oh, God.
This is SportsCenter.
LeBron James finally wins his first NBA championship.